watched a show, and I might as well just go ahead and go to the internet and bring up
the interwebs.
Yes. I watched another great entry for the documentary diary. This is a documentary diary called 24 Hours on Craigslist. I've been doing some thinking, trying to come up with some criteria on how to evaluate some of the documentaries that I watch. I've come up with some good stuff, so we might hit that at the end, like what I'm calling the factors of what I watch. But anyway, okay, 24 Hours on Craigslist, directed by and story by Michael Ferris Gibson, released in 2005. And I'll read the description of it here. Filmmaker Michael Ferris Gibson explores the wide and often quirky range of products, services, and groups advertised on the San Francisco area's Craigslist. Okay?
This could get weird.
Oh, my goodness. So, I don't know what I'm in for when I do these things. Rarely do I read a description when I turn one of these things on. So I went going into this, I didn't know what exactly they meant by 24 hours on Craigslist, because really, you think that it's like them going in there and spending 24 hours, putting something on there for 24 hours on Craigslist to do something.
Right, right.
I couldn't figure it out. Let me just take a look here. I was inspired one night in early of 2003 to surf every category of Craigslist San Francisco. 3 hours later, he had the inspiration for 24 hours on Craigslist, creating a documentary entirely from Craigslist. That was something that was kind of neat. It kind of came out at the end. When they created this documentary, they used a cast, crew, and music all sourced from Craigslist.
You're kidding me.
Yeah, they went in and found people and did this. Okay, so they probably just picked a day and started going through all the posts that were on there and contacted everybody that they felt was interested. So yeah, there we go. I assume what they did was they picked a day, went in and looked at that whole day to see who was posting. Because when they were doing this documentary, what they would do, they would post like a time and then the subject of the Craigslist post or the title of the Craigslist post. And I was like, what is this time? Why are the 24 hours? They don't explain this at the beginning. So I was kind of lost, or maybe I just didn't pay enough attention, but I tried my best. I actually watched this over like 3 days. So guaranteed I may have missed something. A lot of that is because that there were very many aspects of this documentary that I could not watch with the kids in the room.
Right,
so
right.
Could not, you know, it's got adult themes. So if anybody's interested in watching this, be prepared. So there were some interesting people that they spoke to. We talked about, you know, it's a San Francisco, which has got to be a lot different from the Parkersburg Craigslist. I'll just put it that way. The Marietta Parkersburg Craigslist, I'm sure, differs widely from San Francisco's. Pretty much the concept is simple. They take a camera and they find those posts and they go and talk to somebody. And I'm talking from just about, well, just as it says here, from every category in Craigslist. It's on Craigslist. So they would find something and then go talk to the person that posted it. So there were all sorts of people that they talked to just to kind of get an idea of the people that use it and show you some of the quirky stuff that pops up on there. You know, first question right off the bat here. Have you ever used Craigslist before there, Ronnie?
Once.
One time. Can you give us an idea? Was it a bad experience or?
No, it was a really good experience. I'm a drone owner. The exact drone that I have is, it's not like this huge drone that, you know, flies hundreds of feet in the air. It's a really nice drone. I got it as a gift.
Mm-hmm.
And, I know how much, you know, it's pretty expensive just for a gift.
All those things. Can't find them pretty. I mean, they don't make them too cheap, do they?
No, not at all. It was probably a $300 to $400 gift.
Sure.
You know, and which was probably bought on sale. Let's not lie. I'm not worth that. But,
Oh, Ronnie, selling yourself short.
I go on Craigslist one day and somebody's selling, you know, I'm always looking for extra batteries for it, extra parts, things like that. And I'm on Craigslist, somebody sent me a Craigslist ad for the exact same drone that I had.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, oh, well, you know, how much are they asking for it? And it was like $110 or something like that. This guy went in, you know, halvesies almost with me just because he thought he broke my original drone.
Mm-hmm.
So he paid for it, pretty much. And so I got this drone for like $20.
Mega cheap.
Yeah. When it was all said and done. Mm-hmm. But and the guy who sold it to me was super cool. It wasn't weird. We met in a parking lot of a
public place. Line. Public place.
Yeah, definitely public place. You know. I've heard horror stories. I'm not gonna meet somebody somewhere weird.
Yeah.
The guy was cool. He flew the drone for me. He made sure it worked. It was actually a very good experience, and it almost made me a believer out of Craigslist.
Sure.
I'm still not a big Craigslist fan because of the whole come to my house and we'll look at it and then I'll murder you and wear your skin like a mask, you know, kind
well,
of.
Well, you know, I've thought about this. I know exactly what you're talking about. There was the Craigslist killer, Philip Markoff. He apparently died in 2010. He was an American medical student who was charged with the armed robbery and murder of Julissa Brisman in a Boston, Massachusetts hotel on April 14, 2009, and two other armed robberies. Markoff maintained his innocence of all charges and pleaded not guilty at his arraignment. On August 15th, Markoff committed suicide in Boston's Nashua Street Jail, where he was awaiting trial. The media have referred to this murder and other murders as Craigslist killings because the killer was alleged to have met his victims through ads placed on Craigslist, two of which were offering erotic services.
Oh, dear God.
You're right. You have that fear. And
yeah, and I've actually seen on certain towns and certain places, they've made particular spots like the, you know, that cops patrol, that are designated meetup areas for, you know, online selling.
Oh, so I didn't know that.
Or stuff like that. Yeah. So they've made designated spots, and I'm sitting there going, if you have to have a designated spot, you know, where police patrol, I really don't want to buy anything off of you. You know, but you know, that worked out for me because it was a good buy. It was, you know, it was a cheap, you know, something that was expensive I got for pretty cheap.
Yeah.
And
it's a pretty niche market for that type of thing, I'm sure. I mean, not everybody owns a drone, and I'm sure if you wanted to get rid of one because you got a better upgrade, that's I could totally understand that. So you're obviously familiar with Craigslist. You've used it before.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say in the same boat because I have a lot more experience of dealing with Craigslist ads. I mean, really, Craigslist has now taken a backseat, in my opinion, to Facebook bulletin board sites or
yeah.
I don't know if you're a member of any of those, but we've got I'm a member of like four or five of those on Facebook, and it's a lot easier to figure out, number one, who you're dealing with. Plus, there's a lot more people on Facebook than there are on Craigslist. But I've used Craigslist quite a bit in my time. I know you were part of a Craigslist deal I did, or at least you were like, it was like a live going on there a couple years back. Remember when I sent you the message about the guy trying to sell two long boxes of comics for $70, where I talked to the guy and he had two long boxes of comics that he was wanting to sell. And I'm like, oh man, that's a pretty good deal. I mean, $35 for a long box of comics that's packed full with no bags and boards and stuff. You're getting a good deal. So I made sure to meet this guy in a public place. I don't know if you remember, but I was like, I got to, you know, where are we going to meet? Because I'm the same way, dude. I'm worried about getting, you know, shot or something crazy like that.
Yeah, getting jacked up.
So we went at a Go-Mart and right down the road and made the transaction in the parking lot. But that didn't sound too good. But but yeah, I've used it. I've sold things on there. But that's as far as I usually go, as trying to sell or buy like some kind of item in my household. Try to buy something from somebody. Usually, I'm on there looking for comics.
Yeah.
Things like that. And of course, smartphones nowadays make it so easy. You can just hop right in there, punch in a keyword, and you're looking in your local area and stuff like that. I do not venture into the other categories that they have, such as, personal ads, you know, using it as a dating site, which apparently is pretty popular.
So weird to me.
I don't do the whole, well, I don't do. I mean, Dude, yeah. I've been married since 1998, so the internet was not exactly too popular. I had freaking Sears Web TV back then. It's not like I was macking on the internet to anybody. But, you know, dating on the web's just, that's something that I have no idea about. And the whole personals and all that stuff. Have you ever heard the song by Weird Al called Craigslist?
I have not.
Oh, my gosh.
That's sad that I haven't heard that.
Well, he does a tremendous job of just kind of some of the, you know, putting some of the most, you find some of the strangest, most crazy stuff on there.
Yeah.
And he does a good job of making sure to, like, one of the verses is about this guy trying to sell basically a barrel full of packing peanuts. And it's just funny because people will put stuff on Craigslist and they don't, some people don't care. And as a matter of fact, they're upfront and very blunt about how they, you know, word their stuff. So let me get back to the documentary itself here and tell you about some of the neat things I pulled from it. Pretty much, you know, like I said, they were just going around with a camera, you know, picking these things out and going and visiting to see if they were up for visiting. I mean, one guy was trying to sell a boat, so they went and you know, called the guy up and said, hey, we're doing a documentary. You interested in showing us your boat? The guy's like, yeah, sure, come on down. So they went on a boat ride for the day. Rowed a boat, and the guy was trying to sell the boat to anybody that was going to watch the documentary.
Yeah.
But, you know, simple things like that.
He bought a boat.
Yeah. There you go. There was one lady they were talking to. This lady had put a stroller up for sale. And they went and visited the family. And, of course, they got the husband out there. Turns out they don't just have one stroller that they're trying to sell. They have six.
Of course.
Six strollers. They got one kid. And this lady had this issue. And it's so funny to listen to her describe and justify the reasons as to why she had six freaking strollers. Well, apparently her kid had some kind of an issue with strollers. We'll just go ahead and put it that way. Because she put the kid in and she bought this one stroller. And because it was... You know, when you see a kid in a stroller, they're facing forward. Well, this kid would freak out, so she bought a rear-facing stroller, and then she had to buy one with these wheels and blah, 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 blah. And to where she has six strollers she's got to sell. She still has two of her own that she's keeping, but six that she had to sell. And that, you know, that's the kind of stuff that you run into. There was a guy that, when they got into the personals part of things, he was an Indian, and he put his virginity up on Craigslist. That's right, sir.
What?
Yes, he put his virginity up on Craigslist. So he said he was looking for, you know, anybody that was would be willing to help him
lose it.
There you go. There you go. Help him lose that. They talked to a guy who offered a service of that was called Rent a Husband. So,
we're not
going that route.
All right.
This guy was actually legit, like, a decent guy. I would say that, you know, he wasn't married, obviously.
Right.
I'm sure he was looking for love because they kind of asked him about that. Maybe looking for somebody. But what his whole thing was that you need something done at your house, like pulling the weeds, something that a normal husband would do, you know, fix the garbage disposal, clean out the garage, give him a call. He was there to try and, you know, he could be there to help you out. And then it turns out that guys were calling him too to go and do stuff at the house.
Really?
Like they followed him to this one dude's house who wanted him to clean out, you know, clean out brush in the garden. He was doing it. It was a paid service, and he honored the, you know, obviously he wouldn't have gone there if he wasn't planning on doing it in the first place.
Right.
But I think what you may expect from somebody who lists some stuff on Craigslist kind of like that may have some kind of ulterior motive. Some may be straight up front, but this guy, he was clearly trying to do this to meet chicks.
Well, yeah.
I mean, you wouldn't say rent a husband if you weren't. You know, we're going to cross some boundaries here. This is San Francisco, okay? Now, I'm not going to try and be lewd or anything over the top here. I'm going to do my best to stay tasteful, but I want to give you and our listeners an idea of what was in this documentary. There was a lady on there that she stated that she would marry a gay man for money, all right? Now, all right, let's go ahead and I'm going to break this down for you. Turns out she was this young girl. She has obviously fallen on hard times. We'll just put it that way. She's, you know, she's got to try and make some money. So this is very like, man, what I wish I could think of the word for this.
Weird.
Yeah, it's kind of weird, but it's very, you're going to figure out what the word probably once I'm done, or you may not. I don't know, but okay. Superficial. How's that? That's probably the word I'm looking for. Okay. Yeah. Because this is a young chick just getting out of college, can't get a job. So what she's decided to do is instead of actually try to put her mind to actually getting a good paying job, she will marry a gay man who has money so that he can put on the facade that he is married to those who are maybe questioning as to whether he's gay or not.
Right.
And he could say, well, I'm not gay. I'm married. Her plan was, well, you know, I could just be this guy's side piece and show up for whatever kind of things that he needs me to show up for.
Right.
And as long as he's loaded, I'm going to be taken care of.
Oh.
That's what her motive was when she wrote that. No, it wasn't. I mean, at least that's what we obviously think. That's not
right.
You know, then there was the shell car guy. Now, I'm not going through these, you know, all these in appearance order or anything like that. I'm just picking out the fun ones. But there's this guy that's running around, I guess, San Francisco, and he's got this car that is just completely covered in shells. Okay, don't ask me, all right? But he has glued all these, like, beach shells to his car. So try and picture that in your mind, all right?
No.
So he's... Somebody posted an article on Craigslist about how much they hated this guy. So they went and found the shell car guy to talk to him about it, which was pretty funny. He's like, I don't know why this guy hates me. I don't understand it. I'm just driving a car around. I'm not hurting anybody. So, you know, Craigslist is there and it covers such a variety. Yeah, it is, dude. Covers such a variety of things. So yeah, we got the shell car guy who got the hate mail from somebody on Craigslist. They were talking about flash mobs. You know what a flash mob is, right?
Yeah.
Apparently Craigslist is a vehicle that they use to get that stuff together, which.
Hey, that's still a thing.
Remember, this is 2005.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
So, you know, we're talking over 11 years ago, but they would use Craigslist to. It sounded very weird, man. I don't know if you've ever even looked into what a flash mob, how they get that together. I always thought like there would be some guy sending emails out to everybody saying, okay, hey, you, this is what we're going to do. No, what would happen is some anonymous person would post this thing on Craigslist and they would say, be at so-and-so at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Step one, everybody lay down at 1:05. Step two, then start get up and do jumping jacks and blah, blah, blah. So one person would post the instructions for this flash mob, and pretty much anybody who saw it that was interested would just go and show up. I didn't realize that was how it worked. I thought it was a lot more...
I thought it was more complicated than that.
Yeah, I thought it was more... There was, like, way more conspiracy involved in this. Everybody knew each other. That's not the case. You would see those flash mob instructions, and you would go yourself, and there'd be 30 or 40 other people who saw the same instructions. And then you guys just all do the same thing. You may not have no idea who it is. I mean, there was one they filmed where, like, step three was, like, start hugging everybody and acting like you just found your long-lost friend. Imagine doing that to complete strangers. That'd be kind of awkward. But, hey, it's San Francisco. You're going to hear me say that a lot. So the flash mob was pretty interesting. There was a guy that posted something about he wanted contestants for the first-ever televised staring contest.
Okay.
I can dig that. That's kind of what this thing was. It's very, very much in the vein of, hey, let's just look at what, you know, these 24 hours on Craigslist and see what showed up. And it was a vast variety of things. Again, there are adult themes in this. So anybody that's out there interested in watching, just be aware that you're not, I'm pretty certain it's not rated, but they don't tell you about. When you see not rated, you're kind of taking a chance. You don't know what's going to happen in there.
Right.
There is some nudity, and I don't think it's like people that are part of the cast. This is just kind of stuff that we'll just say, hey, there was some nudity, so be prepared. the quality wasn't so good of the movie.
Really?
It's 2005. But these guys straight up just filmed this with a camcorder, man. There's way. There was some production guy. As a matter of fact, one of the people they went and visited was like, why in the world is this guy here? There's some production guy running around with like just a sheet of paper. It wasn't like he was doing anything with lighting or anything like that. So it was seriously very, I don't even know if it was low budget. I don't know if you can even say it was no budget. I mean, they had to have paid some of these people because like we said, well, they have the day here. They said it was a story of 121 people that used Craigslist on August 4th of 2003. The bulk of that, it's not like every single 121 people you see. There's probably maybe 10 to 15, maybe not even that, maybe just about 10 main characters that they kind of focus on. The 121 people, a bulk of that's got to be that flash mob, because there was a lot of people in that flash mob. It wasn't the greatest quality, but, you know, again, they used Craigslist to fund, I wouldn't say fund, but to find the people to put the thing together. And music, some of the cast, obviously they were talking to people that were posting on Craigslist. So it was interesting just to kind of see that. Nothing completely revelatory. That's just like, oh my gosh, you know, if you're not aware of what Craigslist is, you could check it out and kind of get an idea of the amount of different things that can be put on there. They talked about who Craig is. I don't even know who Craig is.
Who is Craig?
They didn't bring that. You know, it's not like they had an answer for that. That's the million-dollar question. They don't even answer in their own documentary.
Oh, come on.
So let me take a look here.
This is not right.
I know, man. Here's my factors that I've got narrowed down so far for evaluating every documentary diary from here on out. And this list is going to change, be added to, maybe some stuff taken off, okay? We already talked about the quality of the film. Not that great. Not high def. It's shot in widescreen, but, or at least it is, it was widescreen on my TV, so it's not like we were watching something from back in the 90s. But,
right.
You know, it wasn't the greatest quality. Clearly done by a camcorder. Camcorder. Was there an agenda to this film?
It was not filmed on a potato.
No, it was not. That is correct. Was there an agenda to this film? Because, you know, it's documentaries. Sometimes you get those filmmakers that have an agenda behind them. I did not pick up an agenda, which is kind of nice. You know, these guys stuck to it. They picked a day, and they looked at every single thing that they could and got it on film. So, they weren't passing judgment. They let the people on the screen talk. They would ask them questions, and the film is the people that it's the public that uses Craigslist, which is great. Was it a fun documentary? I'd say it kind of was. It was interesting to see how varied all this stuff is, all this stuff was. So when it comes to a scale of fun, it was okay to watch. It's nothing that I'm going to sit around and go, oh, you got to check this out. Was it informative? I would say yes. I would give it a yes. Again, it shows you what Craigslist is all about. Age appropriate, kind of already covered that. It's
new.
Yeah, you're not going to, if you're going to watch this, watch it with other adults.
It's not a family night.
It's no. Niche content. Some documentaries that I've encountered so far, pretty niche. Niche, however you pronounce that.
Yeah.
A specific group of people would enjoy that type of documentary. I really don't think this is too niche because, again, this is probably about as broad as you're going to get. There's something pretty much for everybody in this film. It's something that people can watch and learn about, you know, something that everybody can use. I've watched documentaries that we ain't even talked about yet, like the snowboarding documentary. I don't even know if anybody'd be interested in some. How about our first ever documentary that me and you did, which was 100 Greatest Moments in TT History? That if there's a niche documentary, that's a niche documentary.
That's it.
Yeah. Overall, okay, it was an okay documentary. Nothing spectacular. Here's what I thought we'd end this, okay? Fun little game. It's called Let's Go on Craigslist.
What?
Let's go. Now, all I know right. You're busy, so we'll just do it on my end here.
I love the fact that you think I have a life.
Let's go on Craigslist. Craigslist. I just want to see what the strangest thing is that I could find in my area. Because I'm up here. It's Parkersburg, Marietta, Craigslist. And I just told you earlier, I don't go into anything else other than the for sale. Now, so if you're looking at Craigslist is not this spectacular, website with all these doodads and search engines and all this stuff. This thing is the most basic thing. It's seriously, if you look at Craigslist today on the computer, I mean, what, how would you describe what you see on Craigslist, or I should say how Craigslist format is?
Oof.
It's like 19, it's like almost like 2 years after the internet became popular. Almost like them old Yahoo search engines where it's just nothing but text. There's no pictures on the front page of Craigslist. It's nothing but text. Well, sir, we're foregoing the for sale. Okay, I'm going to give you, Ronnie Adams, are going to guide me to what we're going to pick first. And then I get to pick another. I get to pick the second. So we're not doing anything in for sale. All right.
Nothing in for sale.
Nothing in for sale. All right. So we've got community, housing, jobs, personals, discussion forums, services, gigs, and resumes. Pick one of those. We got to make it interesting. All right. Don't be picking nothing from housing.
Resumes.
Resumes. Let's go to resumes. We're going to resumes, folks. Here we go. All right. What is today? April 12th. We have somebody that uploaded something today. Handyman looking for work. So okay. Let's pull it up and take a look. When you think you'd click on a resume, you'd see a resume. This is not a resume. This says, handyman looking for work. Hello, my name is Matt, and I am looking for any type of work. I am honest, dependable, and always on time. Please, now Ronnie, I'm just going to let you know right now, okay? When you do a resume, sir, all right, and you're asking for employment, okay, do me a quick favor. Do not use abbreviations such as PLZ for please. Please contact me and let me know what you, as in the letter U, have. Price is negotiable. You can call or text me. And then, of course, we have his phone number, which, by the way, if nobody's familiar with how Craigslist works, you do not want to put, I shouldn't say you don't want to, but it's kind of rare that you ever see somebody actually write their phone number.
Yeah.
With numbers. It's always like a number, a couple numbers here, and then a letter, then the number actually spelled out and by word, because you don't want to get spammed or spam text, which is apparently a big problem with Craigslist.
Yeah.
But
I have a story for that.
Do you really?
Yeah, actually, I do.
Share it, man. Share it. Let's hear it.
So I work with, we both have day jobs.
We do.
And I work with a bunch of jokers.
Okay.
This was when Gears of War, I don't know what they're on. Four's
about to come out.
Okay, maybe it was three. Three was coming out. We had this one dude who's absolutely nuts about Gears of War. He'd always joke around about, let me put it this way. I was in the middle of a movie, and it was a movie I'd been waiting on for a long time. I can't remember the movie, but I know I'd been waiting on it. And you know me in movies. You're quiet.
You might have. Yeah, that's right.
You got to be quiet in the theater, man.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm sitting there, and my phone goes absolutely nuts. And it's just this dude just texting me gears, 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 over and over. One word, 9,000 text messages.
What in the world?
Yeah, I get ticked off. I'm like, dude, knock it off. So I turn my phone off, which I should have done anyway. So I just turn it off. And I'm like, you're not going to ruin this for me.
Yeah.
And, he thinks it's the funniest thing in the world. He's like, oh, got you, da-da-da. Another gentleman we work with, our manager, decides to say, well, he thinks he's funny. Let's get him back.
Oh, he goodness.
Posts on Craigslist, brand new copy, Gears of War 3. Not even open. $20.
Nice. Oh.
And posted his phone number.
Oh, wow.
That dude got text
calls,
and it was just off the chain. It was hysterical because he got blown up. And he didn't set it up, of course, and he didn't know any of the passwords. He didn't know how to take it off. He couldn't get into it. He's like, dude, you've got to get me off this, man. They are destroying me right now. And we were rolling.
I could not. So. That's mean, man.
Oh, it's great.
Oh, that's hilarious. All right. Well, my turn.
Yeah.
Let's take a look, see what we got here. Heading backwards.
So you post. I just can't get over the fact that he posted. PLZ.
Well, I'm curious. I don't understand why they put resumes
on Craigslist.
Well, I understand that, but I don't understand why it says resumes and it's like a one word sentence. looking to work for food or, you know, something. Yeah. it's goofy to, you would think that there would be a resume there, and maybe I'm, okay, Amish men. Let's see, March 7th. Amish men needing work of any kind. Thanks, God bless. Okay, well, they're trying.
Wait, okay.
That was under resumes.
Wait, you're Amish. You don't use the internet.
Oh, dude, I just caught that. Let me see if they even have a phone number. I will laugh. The only way you could reply to this is email it. Oh my gosh, I should straight up send a message back right now and be like, can you explain to me, sir, how in the world you're getting this email? Dude, that is freaking hilarious.
You're Amish.
Ugh.
I mean, you know, I've seen, Mennonites who use cell phones and things like that.
This is funny, man. I can't believe I missed that.
Use electricity.
They use Craigslist. Craigslist.
How?
I don't know, man. I wish I could come up with a funny joke as to how, but I can't even think how in the world. All right, so let's go. It's my turn.
Okay.
Here we go. We're going to go to... Can I just click on... I can click on the main title. Like, okay, we have discussion forums, okay? And now, discussion forums has a ton of stuff underneath there. Starting with Apple, arts, atheists, autos, beauty, all the way down to yoga. And we got vegan.
Oh, jeez.
Okay, so let me see
spot
if I can...
Spot the vegan.
I'm going to go ahead and pick... We're going to go ahead and pick feedback just to see what this says. What is that?
By the way, I have no problem with vegans and the vegan lifestyle.
Sure.
I think you're missing out
on
delicious meat, you know, steak and hamburger and everything.
All that stuff.
That's all up to you. But if you're a vegan, you can't shut up about it. That's when I start making fun of you.
Mm-hmm. You've seen, I'm sure you, I don't know, you may have seen it. I don't know who posted it on Facebook, but there's like, I think it might have even been Calandris who posted it, but it was like a guy standing at a row of urinals and he's sitting there, you know, taking a whiz. It's a cartoon, if I remember right. But anyway, he's sitting there taking a whiz, and all of a sudden you see this guy walk in, and there's only one guy at a urinal, and the other guy's walking, and he walks past all the other open urinals to stand right beside him, and then looks over at him and goes, I'm a vegan.
That's exactly like it.
Okay, feedback is actually feedback for Craigslist, so that's not exactly. I was thinking it was going to be like feedback for like a service in the area or something. So let's go to romance. Got to go to romance discussion forum.
No, we don't.
Yes, indeed. Poll: what would you give up for your spouse? All right, are you ready for the answers here? This is under the romance. These are people that are apparently the advice seeker is asking for the users of Facebook's to chime in with their thoughts on this poll. What would you give up for your spouse? Alan XOX says, my virginity.
Oh, my jeez.
Then we got cigarettes. Then we have advice seeker chiming back in with, okay, what if your spouse asked you to give up something that was important to you, like a hobby or something like that? And nobody answered back. So, sorry, shove it, advice seeker. Tired of you seeking advice all the time. But people continue to answer, what would you give up for your spouse? And then we've got dignity from aptly titled E-Miserable. Which is par for the course if you're gullible enough to sign a marriage contract. Ouch. What would they need it want me to? That is seriously how that is written. What would they need it want me to? So
apparently grammar in English is something they just give up.
And last but not least, Up In Your Grill says he would give up for his spouse, Craigslist would be the first thing.
Oh,
good
sweet.
One. So these are all from my area, I believe. We've got to get into the personals.
Okay.
All right. We've got to do it. All right. So we've got strictly platonic. And I'm just going to read the categories here. You pick one, then I'll pick one.
Okay.
Strictly platonic, woman seeking woman. Women seeking men seeking woman, men seeking men, miscellaneous romance, casual encounters, misconnections, rants and raves.
I was going to go with misconnections.
Let's do misconnections. Here we go.
Because I want to know where they missed, you know. We locked eyes in the McDonald's or the Walmart on...
This is going to be great, man. This is going to be great. By clicking the link below, you confirm that you are 18 or older and understand personals may include adult content.
Oh, dear.
If I see pictures, dude, I'm going to be upset, okay? I'm going to be upset. So here we go. I'm clicking a link. Misconnections. Let's go ahead and do She Was My Southern Girl, April 11th. This was yesterday. Man, there's a lot on here. Like a lot of people. Marietta, Parkersburg, Pennsboro, West Virginia. And this is all, I've got like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Just in this month of April, we got like 10 misconnections. So let's go ahead and read about...
People open your eyes.
She Was My Southern Girl. Here we go. I'm going to read this. This is going to be wonderful. I will censor myself if need be. But there is a nice little scribe here. Here we go. Yes, you were my Southern girl. I think you were born in Florida. I'm not sure how long you lived there, but when you came north, you brought the sunshine with you. I was married. We worked together. It seemed inevitable from the first day we worked together. Something was going to happen, and it did. To this day, I can hear your gravelly voice with its southern drawl. This is, okay, all right. With its southern drawl, just slight. Your brown hair over your shoulders, your eyes looking up at me as you would bite your lower lip, your lips like honey, your scent intoxicating, the swaying of your hips mesmerizing. We went on for nearly 2 years, 2 years of loving in the greatest moments and crying in the saddest. After we no longer worked together, you showed up. Aw, dude, this is not going to be good. Hold on. This is like bad... You know, fanfic.
Bad poetry. Yeah.
Well, it's about to get a little... I'm making sure it isn't too raunchy here in a second. Because we're about to hit a point. These next few words, I'm like, okay, I better check this. Okay, here we go. All right. We went on for nearly 2 years. 2 years of loving in the greatest moments and crying in the saddest. After we no longer worked together, you showed up in lingerie and a trench coat at my new job on Valentine's Day.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. The last time I saw you... Last time I saw you, spoke to you, or heard from you was November 26th, 1993. Over 22 years. It was the exact day.
1993.
Over 22 years ago. It's sad I remember that date, isn't it? I never deserved you.
Yes.
I never deserved you. I wonder now, after all this time, just how are you? I imagine seeing you in a coffee shop. I sit down with you. Do you leave? Do you smack my face? Do you smile? Do you hug me? Do you touch my hand?
Do you shut up?
I know I couldn't speak first. The words catch in my throat. It's been a long time, Jamie. I hope you're well.
Oh, name.
We got names. No matter what, you will always be my beautiful Southern girl. Woo.
Wow.
Wow. That was posted 26 days ago, but it was reposted April 11th. So this person is really, really trying to find. Oh, my gosh. Are you ready for this one? Oh, my gosh,
absolutely.
Dude.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Arby's Caldwell drive-thru. Here we go.
Yes.
April 1st. Your work. I'm going to take a drink of water just because this is not long, but this is. Here we go. Here's what I don't understand, okay? You are hoping and praying that this, whoever you're trying to find is on Craigslist looking for this. And the chances have got to be astronomical. It's got to be. April 1st, you worked the window and I thought you were adorable. We joked while I waited forever, but I'm not complaining for my order. I'd love to get to know you if you're not attached. Remember the last joke? Hope to hear from you. And we have a map just exactly where this is at. Right here on Craigslist. I'm curious as to whether that's the Arby's or not. It's like you can't go back there and if she's working the window, you can't go back to the Arby's and find her. You got to post this crap on Craigslist. You can't just go back to Arby's. You probably go there every other day to get your ham and cheese.
Okay. How do you know that she's even on Craigslist?
You don't. It's like I said, it's an astronomical chance that you're going to run into these people. And you're posting this stuff on there. It's like, just go back to freaking Arby's, dude.
For us to read.
I know. This is absolutely enjoyable. I've never done anything like that. I've never gone into the personals. This is the first time I've ever done anything like this. Holy crap. All right, dude. Let's do one more, and then we'll call it a night.
Okay.
All right. So this is – okay. Last two we were doing, which they are kind enough to let us know, it's a male seeking a woman, or M4W. Okay. Well, now we have a W4M. We have a lady out there who's looking for love, and if she's on Craigslist, I'd say it's in all the wrong places.
In all the wrong places.
Titled, this is the title, "You Were Sitting at the Bar with Two of Your Friends at My Work. I saw you staring at me the whole time you were in there. I approached the bar and swore I heard you say, 'There she is.' There she is. Not knowing I heard you. We exchanged looks several times. You had a beard, hat, and a dark hoodie on. You look like a shy, good old boy. I really thought you would have said something, but I was working. If this is you, tell me where I work and my hair color." I don't know. These people that post things on here, Ronnie, I don't want to be disrespectful and call them desperate or anything like that, you know, but
I get what you're saying.
It really is almost kind of sad that, I don't know, you know,
go to Arby's, dude.
We made a Dumb and Dumber reference in the last episode of Source Material that aired. You did, at least.
Samsonite.
And this one, we'll just make another one, okay? All right? These people are trying to find their lost loves or whatever, these missed connections. And other than Arby's guy, I would assume that most people think that they're never going to have the chance to run into this person ever again.
Right.
But with Craigslist, so you're telling me there's a chance. Now, I lied, because we got to do one more thing. And that is, there is a link right here that says best of. Have you heard of this?
No.
Okay. We're going to go there real quick. Because Craigslist is kind enough to let us know that there are plenty of people that are absolutely crazy and post stuff on Craigslist. And people can nominate something to be considered the best of Craigslist.
Okay.
So if you see a post such as Arby's guy and you're really taken by the fact that, oh man, this is freaking hilarious.
Go back.
Yeah, you can nominate it. You can click on it.
Some curly fries, man.
So let's take a look and see. Oh, they're even cool enough to actually put it in. And this is best of clear across the nation, okay? Mm. And so they've got them in, sorted by date. I mean, the most recent thing was April 5th. It doesn't like they have ratings here or how many votes something got. I don't know if we get in here. We're going to go into April 4th, 2016. The category is furniture. The area is Austin. The title, "Come Take These Fake-Ass Trees Before I Hurl Them Off My Balcony." All right, I will censor this, but let's just say, first off, you know those trees that you decorative trees that are fake that you have in your house, or at least somebody that's probably a lot more upscale than I would be, that actually kind of are in your hallway or something like that?
You just said that would be more upscale than you.
I'm not putting fake ass trees in my house. We'll just go ahead and put it that way. But somebody somebody's got the money and actually has the energy to try and decorate their home. Okay. I'm going to call that a little bit more upscale than me, because I am not there yet. But anyway, that's our picture here. We get a picture of one lone tree, a fake tree, clearly fake, you know, nice little pottery. It looks kind of nice. But let's go ahead and we'll read the article here. "Please, someone come take this GD tree out of my house. I am so effing sick of looking at them. Really, actually nice-looking trees, but I loathe them with a fiery intensity because of how long they have been sitting in my apartment being completely useless. Over 6 feet tall and effing up my second bedroom. Originally paid $150 apiece. No pets or smokers. $50 are best offered to whoever will come and release me from this hell." Oh, jeez. Well, how does this get nominated?
Throw them away. way.
Here we go. We got a 2014 Kia Optima rear end damage. This is nominated for Best of Craigslist. March 2nd was the original post. 2014 Kia Optima salvage title, rear end damage, car still runs and drives, 34,000 miles, automatic transmission, four cylinders, keyless, power locks, windows and seats, rear view camera. Now that's stuff that you usually see on Craigslist. Nice picture of the car here. I'm asking $4,500. Why would they nominate this as Best of Craigslist? Oh my gosh. Okay, because the rest of the article says, I'm asking $4,500. No low ballers, no companies or dealers, local pickups only, cash only, call me at blah, blah, blah. Thanks. Habla Espanol. All right?
Okay.
Now, I didn't send you the first one. There's the first one. I'm sending you the second one right now. All right? So I want you to pull up this second one, the best of, you know, pull up that second one, Best of Craigslist. Okay. Again, 2014 Kia Optima, rear end damage, salvage title, blah, 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 $4,500.
The rear end is gone.
It's there. It just looks a little different.
There's no trunk left. The trunk is in the back seat.
Oh, my goodness.
Rear end.
Now, let me just tell you, guaranteed somebody's got to be... You talked about putting fake Craigslist posts on here. That has got to be fake. If there is somebody out there that honestly believes they can get $4,500 out of that, of course, it is a 2014, but that thing is...
It's done.
Yeah. Clearly, it's a salvage title because there's not much left to salvage there, at least the rear end. Let me look at these pictures because they show a nice little angle of the front there, and I'm like, oh, it don't look too bad. You get to the second side. Okay, yeah, it looks pretty rough. Holy moly.
The third picture is just off.
And then if you look at the fifth picture, the fifth and sixth picture, I mean...
The muffler's just sticking out. And yeah,
there's nothing there above it.
I mean, what'd they do, take a can opener to it?
Certainly looks like it. That clearly is... somebody's insane. I would not pay... I don't know who would pay $4,500 for a car like that.
There's somebody out there with a Kia that has a smashed up front end.
That's true.
And they're like, I could cut that in half.
All right, so okay, well, man, like I said, this has been fun.
Absolutely.